The time of fulfillment is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is a familiar refrain we hear in our scripture. We'll hear it at Lent. We'll hear it multiple times throughout the year. It's this idea that we are called to turn back to the Lord, to somehow change our ways and to look anew at how we live out our discipleship. And we are. We're called to that constantly. But oftentimes when we think about our call to discipleship, we often think of holiness as some very huge, great event that we are called to do. Some big task that's going to take every portion of our life. But ordinarily, for most of us, our saintliness, our holiness, is how we do the ordinary little things of life. And how we take note of how God is in the midst of all things. For give you an example in the family for a moment. I think of our family. I don't know of any household where mom or dad is thanked for paying the electricity bill or the water bill or going and getting the groceries. In fact, I would challenge to see if any child even notices that is done. And yet, if it is not done, maybe you guys might be joining us later night for the shelter here in the house. Because you wouldn't have a house. These are the ordinary, boring things that somebody in the house has to do. Somebody has to pay the bills for electricity, the water. Somebody has to clean the house and do all the tasks that in a sense, nobody really sees. Like, for example, just the idea of groceries. Like, somebody has to go out and buy the groceries before anything gets cooked. And we often forget that actually sometimes equally, if not more work than the actual cooking of it itself. And we never think to say thank you. I would challenge that none of us have ever said thank you for going out and getting the groceries or paying the bills. We just take certain things for granted. And yet we're called, again, like the gospel says, to look at things new and to see and to be grateful for those, to thank our mom or our dad or our spouse for doing the ordinary things that nobody else gets to see. But it requires of us to first see it. Now, for those of us who are doing it, it's very important that we don't do it begrudgingly, but that we do it with joy, we do it with love, we do it with that sense of this is my role in the house. No, that's the reason why we have, when the children, we ask them to do chores. It's not because they can't, we understand they can't pay the bills, but we have them chip in. It just is a little fair that everyone does a little something, even if it's only something, like take out the trash, clear the setter, clear the table. Little things that matter around the house to say, yeah, I know, I thank you for what you do in our family. So, today, one of the ways we can do that is inside our own family at the house. We also have in the family of the church, we have a similar sort of system that there's somebody pays the bills and does all the boring work in the background. Now, we do it here in our parish office, and most of our staff are often unseen in the work that they do because most of it is boring paperwork that has to get done. But we also, as a whole church in the diocese, have a central office called the Chanceries. Now, you've heard me talk about it, and I work down there half the time, and we have several parishioners who work down there. But most of the work is unseen. It's boring. It's the human resources office. It's the finance office. It's the support of the youth ministry. It's the support of the young adult ministry. It's the support of the music ministry. It's support for all these things. And yet, if we don't have that support, everything would quite readily fall apart. We wouldn't be the church that we are if we did not have all of those support systems. Now, there are some ministries that we reach directly out to people from the chancery, if you would, because it's one of those things we have to group our resources. One such ministry that I'm involved in, so is Father Angelo, we only go once a month for a 1 hour, maybe 2 hour slot. We go down to visit prisoners in the jail. There's somebody in the video, see, and she's very shy, and she likes being in the invisible pack. And that's Sister Marianne Cantrell. Sister Marianne, you'll see her in the video now in just 1 second, but she's just a cameo appearance because she doesn't want to be on the camera. But she is not there once a month. She's there several times a day, every day of the year. Giving, and to what purpose? Well, it's the same purpose that all of us are involved in ministry, and hopefully we as people who are ministering to each other, is because we want and believe in the joy of the gospel. We want others that no matter what happens in their life, no matter how hard things get, that we want them to know that we believe in the hope and the love of Jesus that gives us the joy of the gospel. But I think there's a challenge for us, is that a lot of the work is boring administrative work. And we have to recognize that once a year, we do an annual diocesan appeal, and we ask everybody to participate. And just like the household family, it's only fair that some people can't participate in major ways, others can, but that everybody does a little something. Now, here's the challenge. For us as a parish, only 1/3 of our families participate in the annual diocesan appeal. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems just a tad unfair, because we all benefit from the whole system. Like, we wouldn't be the church without that central service. So I know you don't see all the work. You don't see all the boring paperwork. I get that. But it still has to happen. Without that, we as a church, Holy Spirit, we, Father, Angelo, myself, our staff wouldn't be able to function the way we currently function. So I ask you, as you see this video now, I ask you to consider giving and to thinking about a gift for and support of our ADA. So here's the way the process works. And most of you will have received a letter from the bishop or myself directly vis-a-vis the mail, the ordinary mail, over the weekend. It should be there Friday or Saturday. If not, it will be there Monday or Tuesday. We ask you to take that envelope. Don't put it aside. Try and get it. We'd like to try and get you to think about it right now while it's still fresh. Talk about it with your family and decide on how you will support. We ask that everyone support, even just a little bit, that everybody knows that we have to contribute to the greater church of our Silicon Valley. And then if you've already done so, somebody I know already got that, and bring it, and you can put it in the basket today, or you're welcome to do it next week. And we'd like to try, and you will also get an email, and you can do it directly online as well to make it easy for you. So one of those ways, hopefully, together in Christ, we will share the joy of the gospel. I'm going to invite the parents and the godparents to join Father Angelo now at the baptismal font.